This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here we go. It is hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an outstanding day here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the World Series champions. We've been keeping an eye on the NCAA scoreboard throughout the evening. UT is just underway with Colorado State. It's 8-6 with 7 minutes gone there in the first half as Longhorns, a 7-seed, taking on the 10-seed Rams. You want to play in game. Joining us now to talk more about these tournament games and everything going down is Scott Spinelli, Chicago State assistant coach. Wolchuk booked him for us. That's pretty cool to get a current coach on to talk tournament with us, and a guy whose team's played against multiple tournament participants this year. So should be a great conversation here with Scott Spinelli, and we welcome you onto the show, sir. Good evening. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
It's great to have you. It's great to have tournament talk going on right now. Now, what do you think of our Longhorns' chances here as the 7th seed of having that slipper fit their foot this year?
I tell you what, I mean, this is a tough matchup for Texas right now. I mean, look, if you look at Colorado State, and you know they obliterated obviously the end of the night. But
yeah, we probably got to go, Scott. Let's see if we can get a better connection. He's riding a bus situation?
Yeah, so they landed. They're in the CBI.
Okay.
And he told me, he's like, hey, I'm on the bus right now, so I'm happy to do it. But he wasn't sure about the sound quality. So if you want, we can pivot. I'll ask him if he'll be at their destination in about 15 minutes. We can try at 6:20.
Okay, let's do that. Let's talk with Scott Spinelli coming up at 6:20 there at Chicago State. He's going to tell you all about the Longhorns Tech game tonight and all the top basketball storylines so far. Chief, you know what that means. We're heading for your 6:20 sports hodgepodge right now, and without further delay, here's the chief.
Why would Wolchuk be deleting a tweet?
Ooh.
877-881-1053. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is a good one.
What do I do?
Well, I will actually ask you, Wolchuk, have you, over the last 72 hours, elected to fire off a tweet and then erase it so that no one's eyeballs could actually see it?
No.
Okay.
Have you been intoxicated in the last 72 hours?
No.
Maybe this is 96 hours?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's on me. Now, Wolchuk becoming a new dad, what's one of the first things, when you become a first-time dad, what's one of the things that you want to try and get in the mix on? Because it's really your first opportunity. Trying a little milk-ski.
Definitely, right?
Well, Wolchuk went ahead and did that. And
what?
Unfortunately... you're saying what? Like, is that not something that you made a point
never,
to? You never, never efforted
by
to,
accident.
Never.
It was a little accident.
It was accident.
Understood. Yeah.
What was that?
I had an out of necessity situation that I think I've shared with you guys before that I had to go, you know, get after it to help save my wife from a situation, and it was truly my honor to do so. But Wolchuk took it upon himself to give it the old try-ski. And what did you tweet, Wolchuk? What was your tweet that made you feel like, you know what, I need to remove this from the internet?
Well, I said that I just sampled my daughter's breast milk for the first time. Baby girl is eating good. It's really not that bad.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and then when I reread it and I got a couple of comments that were like, man, you might want to, you know, get rid of that one. I was like, you know, upon proofread, which I didn't do,
right,
that doesn't sound right. So, yeah, it was one of those things where after the pump, you know, Maya's like, do you want to give it a try? And Eric was glowing about this. Very rave reviews. I was like, all right. So I took a sip of it. And honestly, it's like almond milk consistency. Very, very thin.
Yeah, it's a little bit thinner.
So it wasn't terrible, but I can say that I tried it, and you know, I moved on. And now I didn't go back and have seconds. Eric was like, you needed to try a little bit more.
Yeah, you need a little bit more, because my situation, I was forced to have like a full feed out of it, and it took like a good 60 seconds or so before I like acquired the taste for it.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, okay, this actually, there's a sweetness, there's a deliciousness, and you know how good it is for your own body. That's like a PED right there. I mean, if you're a Major League Baseball player drinking, you know, your wife's breast milk, all of a sudden you're going to get popped and flagged and suspended, because what that can do for you is it can up your numbers tenfold. Well, it really can.
Was it Josh Hart who was doing this?
NBA player Josh Hart was, he talked about it last year, and it became a bit of a story. But so your overall grade of the tasting here was
like a solid B,
solid, decent.
Yeah, it really wasn't bad.
Would
it
try again?
I mean, I would try it again.
Find yourself craving it.
No, I'm not going to go out of my way. It's like I did it the once. I can say I did. If anybody ever asks, like, hey, have you tried it? Then I can raise my hand and say, yeah, I gave it a sip.
And your only real error when tweeting was just saying it was your daughter's breast milk instead of just saying it was your wife's, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, the wording there was just not the best. So I erased that, and that was gone. And now everybody knows about it, and I'm sorry.
No. Hey, your girl can sell some if she needs to.
Cash out huge, bro. Yeah, I'm telling you, bodybuilders want this.
They love it, dude.
It's liquid gold. I mean, the NICU, like, some babies don't have enough. They have to go and get milk from other mothers. So if she is able to pump in excess, they will use that. Like, we signed a form. Yeah, by all means, feed the other children with this.
Heck yeah.
She's a milk giver.
Okay.
Real generous.
For free?
Pumping like a champ. Well, should I charge?
I mean,
you could
take some off the bill.
Streets got to eat something.
Actually, you know what? If we can cut a little bit off of this bill, the amount of time baby girl's going to be at this NICU right now, we're going on almost a damn month. Yeah, I'd be in on that.
Factory like that, it sounds like more than a solid B to me, Wolchuk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an A+ factory.
It's a double D+ is what it is.
Sorry, 972 and 214.
Are people being mad at you again?
One person said, what the bleep is wrong with you? And then the 972 said, time out. This is disgusting.
Mm.
But you guys are natural and shove it up your, you know what?
Whoa. Wow.
Hey, speaking of college basketballs, we've had a couple of bad beat situations go down today. First, you had Arizona, a 20.5-point favorite versus Long Beach State.
Yeah.
And they, of course, end up winning by 20. So that was right there teetering the line for many folks. And Nevada was up 19 points versus Dayton with 7 minutes left. And, of course, they end up losing. So congratulations to the Dayton Flyers with a giant comeback victory. I think this is bad for my bracket personally, but a comeback like that is just fun. Like, that's one of the beauties of the tournament here. All of a sudden, you're checked out of a game, you blink your eyes, and now it's 19 points later, you've taken the lead. This is awesome. 61% of the bets were actually on Nevada -1.5. So that hurt a lot of people, but if you're a Dayton Flyers fan,
yeah, Dayton won.
You're feeling, yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, yes.
I was looking at this game, gosh. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa,
woo!
Dayton with a giant comeback.
Never doubted you, Flyers. Let's go, Dayton.
Let's go, Dayton.
Except I did doubt you. I thought that game was over. Nevada had won. So that's awesome, man. We had ourselves a thriller.
We did. We absolutely did. Thrilling situation right now, and we do have a bit of a Chick-fil-A insider on our program here, but apparently I had to click on this link when I saw from Fox 4 DFW that Chick-fil-A rolls out pizza pies. That's right. You heard me. I think we can thank TikTok for this. If you guys have seen videos of people that go to Chick-fil-A, get all their ingredients, and they come back home and they make a Chick-fil-A pizza, and they're all of a sudden, here's Chick-fil-A sauce as the pizza sauce, and then obviously you put cheese on it, and then you put the Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets on top of it. Now all of a sudden, you've got yourself a Chick-fil-A pizza. Well, that's exactly what they are doing. They're starting in College Park, Maryland. So this is where they're going to be testing it out. I can't imagine that this thing doesn't stick, though. And they're going a little bit all out with five different types of the pizzas. And then they're going to have a calzone option as well. They might be stretching themselves a bit too thin here. But I feel like the idea of just the run-of-the-mill Chick-fil-A pizza, like whatever you would imagine the Chick-fil-A sandwich to be, you just make that on top of a pizza. I don't see how this goes wrong.
Okay, so what I would like is a spicy chicken breast, you know, fried, of course. Chop that up thin. You spread that around the pizza. Now I need some chicken minis. Okay, ooh. I'm gonna take the chicken out of the minis, and I'm gonna use the little baby biscuits to line the rim of. So that's my crust. All right, I love this. I think this could be like a community inspired item.
Standing idea,
right?
Like the pull aparts they do, but we're doing it with the mini yeast rolls.
Yes.
Holy balls.
I know.
Let's go.
See, got me excited.
You might need to send an email to some people. I mean, Walchuk can get you in touch with corporate.
Yeah, I can find out if this is a ball sacking or not. Are we really doing the pizza
thing? No, this is not a ball sacking. This is Fox 4. This is credible journalism here reporting on this.
Well, the release dates, I mean, I can try and get some more information. Guys, what do we want to know? This is the one thing I got sources. Go bleep yourself, Brian. I'm the Chick-fil-A guy over here.
I wonder,
got my gang at Chick-fil-A 7.
Could you send suggestions like what Dawson just mentioned?
Yeah,
I'll suggest
the hell out of this.
This could take what is already a good idea and level it up to a great one.
So the company itself is thinking about putting this on the line, or these are like fans that are inventing it.
I mean, it is. I'm guessing this is the company seeing from fans via TikTok and stuff,
cool.
And then it becomes all the rage. You know, these videos go viral, and everybody's like, "Oh, I want to make my own version of the Chick-fil-A pizza." And anybody could just go buy Chick-fil-A things at the drive-thru, go home, roll out some dough, and make your own.
Yeah,
and maybe they've gotten so much good feedback from it, social media wise. They're like, "Crap, we need to test this at least." Why wouldn't you at least test it?
There's always guys and gals that will deconstruct sandwiches, and they'll like break them down and say, okay, I could do this better. And this is how they do it better. So you'll see, I mean, there's some really interesting videos that they get the base idea and then they say, okay, well, let's do the bread this way, or let's do the sauce, or let's do the breading for the chicken this way, you know, but they'll break down. I saw a guy, I love Big Macs. Okay. And this guy did a Big Mac that was just like, my gosh. How could I get that one? You know, a Big Mac's good, but the way that he made it was just incredible. And you're like, he goes, well, they don't have the time to do it this way, but if you could, this is how you should do it. And I love those videos of watching those guys and gals redo food. You know, make it like, how can I make the burrito better? Or how can I make this Taco Bell whatever better? You know, it's a pretty big business doing that now.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a place for it online. It is fun to watch. And I know a lot of people can feel like, hey, I can take a fast food idea and make it even better with their own probably leveled up ingredients at times. You know what I mean? Like, I'm making a Big Mac out with Wagyu beef or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's like, Prince Faisal, when I sent him my chili recipe and he made it my $30 chili recipe ended up being about $280 worth because of he goes
just premium everything.
Well, he did the Wagyu, I'm like he's like, hey Brian, I'm sorry, I couldn't use the ground beef. I'm like, man, you just made that chili a lot better than I would ever make it. But yeah, that's you can doll up the ingredients to make it really any way you like it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, the creativity factor, everything is wonderful. Walchuk's huffing and puffing. He's what's your problem over there?
Bummer with this pizza thing, man. Like, apparently Chick-fil-A's got, and I didn't know about this, maybe this is new.
They block you?
It's called a little blue menu. So it's basically like a taste kitchen. And so you can go in there and they only have like a certain variety of locations, and that's where you can get these specialty items that they're creating, like that burger thing that they did a while back. So you can't.
So this isn't Chick-fil-A proper?
No, this isn't going to be Chick-fil-A. Like, it is. It's a Chick-fil-A.
It's their test kitchen.
Yes, essentially it's a test kitchen.
Okay. I mean,
it Little Blue Menu. You
got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And so,
do we have one in town?
We don't have one here, no.
And Atlanta,
It's very, very limited location. So unfortunately, we're screwed. We're not going to be able to get this thing. And they're not going to be doing that nationwide. We are going to be getting back the banana shake. The pimento cheese sandwich will be coming. along with the maple bacon grilled club sandwich.
Okay, I do want to try the pimento cheese one because
that's on a chicken, right?
Yeah, that's on the chicken. Yeah, right. Chick-fil-A sandwich, but you're also going to have pimento cheese on it. And my brothers were raving about it all last year whenever they ran it for a month or two, whatever they did. I have got to try that one. I hear it's phenomenal.
Yeah, my buddy, he's like, we're still trying to get the spicy strips, man. This pizza thing ain't happening.
Okay.
I don't know why they're dragging their feet on the spicy strips.
It takes the wind out of my sails. If you know you're not going to do it, then why are you even testing it? Like, you should only put things through your test kitchen that you feel like are actually going to have staying power.
I agree. Now, maybe eventually, like years down the line, we do this, but I guess this little blue menu is like a specialty deal.
Okay. Well,
we just need to get our own little blue menu restaurant here.
All right. I saw this. This is a fact. Robert Earl Hughes, born in 1926, dead in 1958.
He's the heaviest man ever.
He's the heaviest man ever. If you know the answer to this question, then you just stay out of it here. Okay. But what do you think? How much do you think this guy weighed? I see a photo of him. It's a very interesting build for this gentleman. But he's recorded being the heaviest person ever in the world. How much do you think this guy weighed?
Go big.
I'm gonna say 1300 before I take a look at this pic. Wow, maybe that's high. 950.
You're on 950. You looked at him and decided that you needed to go smaller. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Go big.
Look at the fupa on that thing.
That's a fupa. I'm going to go 749 pounds.
If you zoomed in on the front and you couldn't tell, like, and you had to guess, is that a front or back side of a person?
Well,
I think you would guess. You would guess that's a
an
ass.
Built like Chris Christie.
Yeah, bro, he really is.
The fupa is definitely a human being alone.
What do you think the largest, the heaviest human in the history of the world? How much do you think this person weighed? How many pounds? You're going sub 1,000.
950.
950 for Dawson. He's going all in there.
I went 749. Maybe I'm lowballing.
So you are definitely lowballing things, Lucian.
1500.
Okay.
How could you survive?
Do you know?
I believe he's over 1,000 pounds.
I know what he would eat every day.
Yeah,
I've seen somebody do that on TikTok.
He was over 1,000 pounds.
Gotta be, because I'm a little old. Remember those twins used to ride the motorcycles and get his book of world records?
Yeah.
Boy, them some heavy old son of guns right there.
Yep. All right, 1600.
1,071.
Yeah.
1,071. Robert Earl Hughes. The heaviest person ever recorded.
Buried in a piano case, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
They buried him?
They buried him in a
piano case. Come on, man. Why you do us like that, Robert?
Yeah.
Cremation, fam.
And a crane. It will take 4 days to get him done.
Family is broke as hell after burying his fool.
Had to buy four plots.
Oh, my God.
They buried him in a piano case.
A pond?
Yeah. They had to build a special hearse specifically for him to carry that thing around. That's crazy, dude. I went down I saw it from the comments, thanks to our G-Bag of the Day winner from earlier in the week, the fat baseball player, Alvarado. And I saw this particular fun fact, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And I also have, how many cities in Texas do you think cracked the top 10 for most overweight and obese cities in America?
Four.
You think four in Texas?
Yes.
Under.
I know who's on top.
You do?
Oh, I definitely do.
El Paso?
No, I've seen all the girls and guys, for that matter, go down to the city and just get...
Okay, San Antonio.
Nope.
Okay, Charles Barkley. All right, what's the city, Lucius?
H-Town.
It is H-Town.
It is not H-Town, but maybe it's a suburb outside that I'm not familiar with. I don't know where this place is, but McAllen, Texas is the only one that cracked the top 10.
Oh,
and
really?
They are in fact number one.
That's as far south as you can get, right?
Yeah, that's high school football.
Brownsboro?
Houston didn't make it whatsoever.
I don't see Houston on here. In fact, there's only one Texas city. It's McAllen. They are number one, but they're the only city in Texas that cracks the top 20 for this.
Who else do we have? What else is there?
You got
Sacramento.
Jackson, Mississippi is number two. Shreveport, Louisiana is number three. Mobile, Alabama, number four. Little Rock, Arkansas, number five. Then you got a couple in Tennessee, some more. You got Baton Rouge. Shout out, Broadus.
There you go.
Baton Rouge.
It seems like
Mr. Mardi Gras.
Louisiana and
Alabama, Mississippi.
Tennessee as well.
My man, our guy down there at the Pelicans, he lived that for a while until
Hey, but now Zion is in tip-top shape.
Slimmed up.
Yeah. He's alley-ooping, jumping through the gym.
He can eat the table.
Yeah.
He's got chefs that are banging on the door. Just to feed him. Eric, you want to hear this daily diet? You think you could do this?
Okay, this is for the largest man
this
ever
is
recorded.
For the largest man ever.
1,071, Robert Hughes.
Okay, we would start off with 2 boxes of sausages. Two boxes.
Are these the patties or the links?
I think whichever one you prefer.
He looks like a patty guy.
1 pound of bacon.
Wow.
I said a pound of bacon.
A pound of bacon.
Quitter.
12 eggs and a loaf of bread. That's just for breakfast.
What?
Was he rich?
I don't know. 2 boxes of sausage, 1 pound of bacon, 12 eggs, and a loaf of bread for breakfast.
Yeah, that's $50 right there with the bacon and sausage prices these days. Mm. That's insane.
Okay, let's
make
go,
some quality sandwiches doing this.
Lunch. 4 hamburgers.
Okay.
4 double cheeseburgers.
All right.
Oh.
And 5 large portions of fries.
My dear God.
Yeah.
So this dude was trying to be the largest human being in the world.
Oh, we're not.
Yes. I knew a guy over 500 once, and what he said is when your stomach gets this big, you can't possibly fill it with enough food to get full.
Mm.
So he might have just loved food and had built himself, conditioned himself to be able to consume constantly.
Okay. We also have 3 large ham steaks or 2 chickens, I guess, depending on the day, whichever he was feeling. He'd go 3 large ham steaks.
He brought us crushes me for crushing 1 single rotisserie bird, but this dude was double fisting birds.
Yeah. 4 baked potatoes. Wow. 4 sweet potatoes.
Oh, he's trying to help himself a
little bit. 4 heads of broccoli and most of a large cake for dinner. He would also add additional snacks and drank an average of 237 ounces of soda every day, which is 7 liters.
This dude was actively trying to be the most unhealthy person to ever exist.
Trying to die is what he's trying to do.
Yeah, trying to die.
Yeah, I mean, he only lasted like 22 years.
Yeah. Gosh, that's insane.
Had a heck of a run there. Eating all that, though?
I wonder what he weighed when he was born. I'm going to do some more history on
this. We got to run, Nation. We'll catch up, talk basketball. Hopefully we gave enough time for Scott Spinelli to get to a good sell spot. The Chicago State assistant coach will rejoin us. We'll talk tournament, update the scoreboard for you on the other side here in the Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We are standing by for a conversation with assistant coach Scott Spinelli at Chicago State. Going to be talking tournament with him, and we'll give you an update on the scores as well here in just a second. You have Tech in action tonight. We'll get Scott's thoughts on the Red Raiders and his Final Four pick and everything else. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. Now, we talked with Scott about 20 minutes ago. He was on a bus with his team. They are playing in the CBI, and Scott rejoins us now here on the Fan.
Well, 1 second. Okay. He's running up to his room right now to get to a landline for you.
This is good. So they're actually in, I know Brian was asking, like, hey, where are they playing? So they're going to be playing at the Ocean Center, Daytona Beach. So they're taking on UC San Diego. But
wow.
His club did upset Northwestern this year. They played Duquesne, pretty darn close. They lost by 5 to them. So he's got some up-close and personal looks at some of these teams that are in the NCAA tournament. And he's a badass. I mean, we've gotten to have Coach Scott Spinelli on the show since the nosebleed seats days. He's a great time. He's an awesome personality. Coached at Texas A&M. Actually coached Chris Middleton while he was there.
Okay, so, man, that's quite a basketball career that he has. We look forward to talking to him about his team and everything else. And
I do want to put out a PSA, an APB, if you will. If you're at an establishment and there happens to be an extra loud and rambunctious Kentucky fan living and dying with every miss and make, that is likely a longtime fan host at this point, Will Chambers, knocking a few back. So go buy him a cold beer and tell him it's going to be all right. Kentucky, the 3 seed, taking on Oakland. That game, 5 minutes in, it's 4-3. So might have a defensive showdown in that
He's already losing his mind, I'm sure. Will was texting us during the Duquesne conversation and the Pat Ford conversation, and he was correcting me on it. It's 40, and then he said, "God, you guys are hilarious right now. What a day it's been." He's just cracking some coldies, watching the tournament, living life, nice. Getting lit for Kentucky.
Nice, dude. Yes. I mean, I don't know if anybody does basketball in college harder than Kentucky fan. I mean, the living and the dying, the entitlement, the expectations, the belief that you should be the champion every year. But, you know, more than that, it's just that fan base, it seems to, you know, have a life of its own, almost like an international soccer fan group. Yeah. UT leads Colorado State. It's 22-11, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Talk about a defensive performance there from the Horns, taking care of business. You want some finals? We got UNC over Wagner, 90-62. Arizona did end Long Beach State's run, 85-65. Creighton over Akron, that's a 3-14 whooping. Illinois took out Morehead State. Gonna have to wait for next year, I guess. You mentioned the Duquesne dub over BYU, 71-67. Oregon over South Carolina, 87-73. The huge Dayton Flyers come back to avoid the upset against Nevada, 63-60, the final. Man, Ohio, that state has some incredible basketball talent. And Michigan State beat Mississippi State in a battle of the M states. 69-51 was the final on that one as West Region first round action continues. I just noticed they've corrected this year to actually call the first round the first round.
There you go.
So congratulations to the tournament. That is something that had been irritating for me over the years. Okay, what else do we have going on in our world of sports as we wait for Dan? Otani reps asking for a probe into the theft. That story is just about as confusing as it can possibly get right now. I don't know what's up for down right now. I really don't. Germany has ended a long Adidas run. I mean, this was like the beginning of the Adidas brand in Germany. The soccer team helped take it to its heights, and then it came across to the U.S. And very interesting history, by the way, of it. Adidas.
Look into that. Yeah.
But they have now signed with Nike.
The German side probably seen that they can sell more apparel.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, right when Nike took over. Yeah. I can't help but just think of Nike as the best gear. I appreciate Adidas. I salute Adidas. I think they've done some good stuff, but there's no doubt the high-end performance products are with Nike.
Germany's had some great kits over the years. You know, I mean, I know when I first, like in the 74 World Cup, when they played the Netherlands, they had this, they were just a black and white, almost like a Penn State look. Mm. Over the years, they've developed a lot more with a lot more color to their kits.
Okay, well, as we wait for Coach, I mean, the people want it, so we got it. But what do you guys think the world's heaviest woman weighed?
Oh, ooh, that's a good question.
850.
Is that like rude to ask?
No, not when you're historical. Like this lady obviously was. Can you give me the time frame here? Do we know what her existence was?
I think it's the current heaviest.
The current heaviest. The okay.
Is it that gal on TV?
She's in Arizona. Her name's Susan Iman.
Yeah. Sue's probably 8. I'm going to go 850.
756.
1,610 pounds.
Jeez.
She just
ridiculous.
Yeah, so, she just beat the current record holder.
So the heaviest woman is significantly heavier than the heaviest man of all time?
Well, at least today, yeah. Maybe we've got a man that's ended up taking over for this other guy. Maybe we have a competition going.
Wow. 1,600 pounds.
1,600 is... Do we have her diet? Was she putting away more than our... You do?
I've got it here.
This a lot of these people, you know, when they go to the hospital, you got to take out a wall of your house and, like, pick them up basically with a forklift, put them in the back of the truck, and take them to the hospital for these, operations to try to save their lives.
You can't move.
This is insane. 4 to 5 donuts, 7 egg omelets with a cup and a half of cheese and a package of ham, 4 to 5 potatoes made into hash browns.
She sounds like she's got it going here.
A full package of bacon.
I do think I like her breakfast better than the other guys.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
But the start of the donuts on the way to the
kitchen. To the hash browns.
No, she's she's eating the donuts on the way to the kitchen.
That's a nice appetizer.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Four corn dogs dipped into nacho cheese.
Dude, I have never done that.
She might have this.
You want the I like the mini corn dogs into the nacho cheese and the mustard.
You think she cares about the mini, mini of the regular size?
Dude, I've never done the nacho cheese thing with the corn dog. Can you imagine?
No, it sounds
the
delicious.
Beer cheese, the dip. I mean,
okay,
maybe. But never with the corn dog. It's always been like a pretzel thing.
Might have to try that.
Full size bag of potato chips.
Okay, yeah.
A couple of strawberries is what it says. Yeah. A couple.
Just gotta get your fiber.
Large pepperoni pizza.
Now we're talking.
Two bowls of ice cream. One bag of peanut M&Ms.
One bag.
Two bacon cheeseburgers. One box of mac and cheese.
Here we go.
Three bananas. Six avocados made into guacamole.
There we go.
Table for the chips.
Table side.
With another full bag of chips.
Yeah, with another. Okay.
With another full bag of chips, yeah.
10 fish tacos.
Dude, this is one day still?
How can they afford all of this?
This is one day. Rice and beans.
Because she doesn't work.
Did she get a sponsor? Her, her
spouse is a personal chef, so maybe he makes a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, he's probably a little skinny dude that likes to feed her a lot. He's off into that. I've seen his little documentaries.
Tom Thumb's her sponsor.
That's his kink.
a lot of rolls. One full bag of honey buns. Damn. One box of Hot Pocket potatoes. And we finish it off with a bag of pepperoni.
Okay. I love the bag of pepperoni, dude, especially when you're not getting the bull crap one. You go to the deli, you have them cut it right in front of you, ideally thin, pair it with some some cheese.
I think her menu's better than the other
It's definitely better with than one
the
full
the ice
meal,
cream alone.
She says that's able to satisfy her for a mere 45 minutes. She barely has time to eat one meal before she was prepping for another meal. She was consuming 11 times the amount of food a normal woman eats.
Bro, this it feels like more than 11 times, by the way. I feel like that's some faulty math. What is this potato Hot Pocket situation that I'm looking at here? I wasn't familiar with this either. She's introduced a couple of things to me here.
Hot Pocket potatoes.
It's like a
loaded stuffed potato?
Big potato.
Yeah, somehow they resealed it.
Which part?
But it's filled with all kinds of cheese and beans and all kinds of options.
Somebody said that guac ain't table side; it's bedside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right there.
Yeah, hospital bedside.
Yeah. No, that's not funny.
Wow, dude, this is. I mean, extremely impressive.
That's not funny. How does she bathe?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that she needs help.
I bet her chef boyfriend is not into that.
He holds her down.
She's not moving.
Dude, Lucius, you're right. That is her fiance is a skinny man.
Yeah, man. I've seen these little TLC documentaries about these big people that like to eat a lot, and they're always like their spouse is super skinny and likes to feed them. Usually a little dorky looking dude.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's
that's
engaged.
A cinnamon apple.
She ain't moving.
Chef Parker Clack, who reportedly loves nothing better than to fatten her up.
Yep. They love it.
He's good at it, man. I had a buddy. He was in the hospital for 40 days. They put him on 6,000 calories through the feeding tube.
Wow.
He feels like they did it on accident. So he gained a pound a day, basically. Wow. And he came out like significantly heavier. Like, what the hell? I was supposed to be here to get healthy, and you guys just set it and forget it for over a month.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
Usually that's the one saving grace of having to be cooped up in the hospital for an extended period of time. You come out of there 10, 15, 20 pounds, a little bit lighter.
Yeah. Crazy. Maybe he had one of these dudes as his nurse.
Maybe.
I'm going to fatten you up.
Yeah.
It'll look cool.
Dude, I'm all in on these potato Hot Pockets, man.
Me too.
This is like a finger food appetizer version snackable of what you know to be a loaded baked potato.
Yes.
This is crazy.
By the Hot Pocket company, who, by the way, I feel like should have improved on their product 2 decades ago, but better late than never.
Yeah.
And I'm here for that for sure. I just don't know why I haven't seen them in the grocery store. I guess I haven't been looking hard.
Because that lady's eating them all.
Brian.
Somebody has to shut that tub.
EBT Queen 214. Good call.
All right, we got to run, Nation. We're back to Crosstalk with the Get Right. See what Reggie and Blake have cooking for you on a Thursday in the Nation. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Salute to Dayton scored 17 in a row. We were just catching the recap. It happened while we were live on the air, so we didn't realize they did score 17 in a row to tie it at 56 late, and they end up winning 63-60. So that is your round one drama here of the NCAA tournament as the Get Right joins us now with Reggie and Blake. Gentlemen, good evening.
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
Well, you know, we had the topic earlier, is this the best sports weekend ever? You know, and we have so much to look forward to. What is your favorite thing to look forward to right now? Is it spring training? Is it the Stars maybe going on a run? The Mavs trying to get right tonight against Utah. We are also 1 week from opening day, and what about a month now from the draft? Month and a week from the draft.
This is a really, really good time to be a sports fan. You just laid it all out in front. There's really no dullness of it because you got the peak of basketball happening right now, playoffs heating up, the peak of hockey heating up. You got March Madness going on, and then my favorite part is team building, and we got the draft coming up. So I can't think of a better time other than maybe Super Bowl Sunday or wild card weekend in playoff football. I mean, this is the time of the year, man.
I like when we get that sports solstice, when we get basically all of the major sports going at the same time there in like the fall. It's always fun. But no, I mean, for me, it's all about this tournament, man. I've gotten very accustomed to a whole bunch of TVs, proper accommodations for food, and sitting on my ass for a good 12 hours in a day and just taking this all in. I did want to ask, though. I know that this is the time of year where folks give vasectomies. Cheech, we still good over there?
Oh, getting great, a second dude. One? Yeah, highly recommending it. Nope, not getting a second one. My wife and my mom continue to remind me that they are reversible.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So since they're going one way, I figured you go hard the other way and just like, I got a second one on top of that.
Yeah. I'm doubling down on this. I'm making sure.
We added another knot in there.
I would be more willing to do that than to do the reversible one. I think it's like the tattoo thing. Like getting a tattoo is relatively painful, but removing it is 10 times worse.
Huh.
I think a redoing the thing would be
nightmarish
from pain and everything else. I don't know. It just doesn't seem. And then you open up the door to more children running around.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I think that's what they're.
More of God's blessings. Who wants that?
No question. No question about it.
Nice. No, I'm being a jerk. You've got plenty of blessings at this point.
I was telling my wife, I was calling it dad with. I'm like, how much ooh, bandwidth do you have as a father? I got three kids, and I feel like I'm, you know, they're not all getting exactly the amount of attention and love and all the things they need at the exact same time, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you put another one in there. I don't have the ability. It's not fair to them.
At some point, you end up in the buddy system, right?
Yeah.
You raise this one. This one's yours. You gotta raise this one, and then I'll take the last three.
Because once you're outnumbered, like, and we are now, it makes a huge difference, dude. That third baby is like, holy crap. There's a lot. There's too much here.
You know, and I don't know how much difference there is between the sexes, but I do know when it comes to that kind of patience and that kind of bandwidth or dadwidth, as you geniusly coined it, we're just built different. You know, I think the, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind there from the fairer of the two sexes is we're not going to be as equipped to handle this thing. Like women see like a tiny baby, and the moms of the women are like, "Oh, this is great. It's helpless." And I'm like, crap, this baby is helpless. It needs all of my attention. They're like, this is awesome. It needs all of my attention.
Right.
And it can't talk back. Yeah. Oh, this is amazing. I'm like, man, a little interaction, maybe a little roughhousing. That's the dad lane.
Exactly.
You know, dad lane comes in strong once the wrestling, the sports, like three on. But, you know, maybe up till two, something
like that. So
zero
to two is not dad range.
Yeah. I'm probably digging myself a hole for when I get home. But
that's right.
No, but you're 100% right.
I think my track record confirms that. Okay. What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
8:20. We have a gentleman from a small podcast you might have heard, Spits and Suds.
Oh, cool.
I wouldn't say Gavin small. It's ever growing. Evergreen out there.
That's right. Gavin Spittle will talk a little bit about the Stars. You mentioned the idea of going on a run, two in a row. Hopefully they can stack another one tonight against the Pens. Tomorrow against the Pens. I forgot what day it was. And so, yeah, we want to get a little bit more into the Stars, get into the nitty-gritty of it, talk about the defense, seeing Harley play better, and, of course, Tan have come through. So, yeah, Gavin Spittle, 8:20. Set your alarms.
Man, our boss is not only one of the best program directors in the country, really cool dude, salute to Gavin Spittle, but I believe the best hockey taker going. And if it wasn't for dominating the management side of radio, I think he'd be, you know, dropping the gloves and mixing it up on air on a consistent basis talking about this hockey team.
He's a real Hawksman.
He is, yeah. Man, you're on fire. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Foshes.
Took 5 hours.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow and Brian Broaddus, and I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation at East.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.